do it. Watch fires around here. That sounded very close.
If you had a ball and you flipped it over to Jill, what would you shout to him?
Catch it. Catch.
Not catch. I'm a catch man. Catch and give. You want to go left?
No. Mm-mm. I just meant that. We all have wood houses around here and they'd go up
a
minute. Fire in the alley one day and we didn't realize it, and it came awful close to burning the garage over there, and it would have just gone down the block.
Hmm. Goodness. If you go to the railroad station to find out the frequency of departure, or the bus station, let's say, the frequency of departure of buses for Oklahoma City, what might you ask?
What time the buses leave for Oklahoma City?
And a synonym for frequently is, it happened, he does it frequently, he does it
often.
Mm-hmm. In my elbow it bends because there is a
joint. Is that what's in your wrist too, a joint? I just couldn't think of that word.
The harder you work, the more elusive it gets. If there's a fire in a theater, let's say someone might get up on the stage and he'd say, all right now, everything will be all right if the audience will just not get excited, just
be quiet and calm down.
Let's say you put a nickel down and the children come in and go out, the nickels go on. You might say to the children, all right, which one of you
took the nickel? Mm-hmm.
I want you to
put it back. Mm-hmm.
I talked to a man, I don't remember where it was, but yes, I do.
Which one of you taken that nickel?
It was up in while I was working on the past tense, and he taken'd.
Mm-hmm, I've heard that.
He taken it and he taken it. Same man.
Well, you know, you can't blame all this on the people. I can remember several teachers I had at a country school who had very little education. Of course, they were paid very little, too, during the Depression. Yeah. But a lot of those teachers were from that part of the country, and they just continued some of the sayings and words that were in common usage. Of course, that's not true now, because they've consolidated a lot of the schools. But in Joe was talking to a teacher from Haskell, trying to sell her a house, sometime in the past year, and he came home and commented on some of the English she used. And he said, imagine her teaching school.